ብቻ ለመኖር ይከብዳል በህሉ ውሃ ብቻ ቁርቁሬ አዝኝ እንጂ ተየምልኝ ሰው ደጂ አንቻው ቃለው ብያ አይደለም እንካሳ ነው ፍቅር ላለም ቁርቁሬ አዝኝ እንጂ ተየምልኝ ሰው ደጂ አንቻው ቃለው ብያ አይደለም እንካሳ ነው ፍቅር ላለም ፍቅር ጸጋ ነው ፍቅር ፍቅር ጸጋ ነው እንዲ ከሰው መራራቅ
Worku, we've got some English music here. What's going on?
It's Ethiopian English.
The Ethioplish.
Ethioplish, yeah.
You've been listening to Worku Ayale Show, Shukta Radio.
Hi, Dani.
Hi, hello.
Why are you early?
I was early this morning. I decided that I wasn't going to rush over here and just like race right in the nick of time. And so you are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM. You had a lot of calls today, and that is because there is a wonderful event coming up. It sounds so fun in the Ethiopian community. This coming Saturday, this coming Saturday evening, there is an event at 4015 Fraser Street, and it is hip-hop. And there are several musicians who are going to be playing live Amharic music, and Worku will be DJing in the interim as well, and
yes,
that's always fun. DJ Worku A.
Yes.
Oh, that's the DJ name. And so it begins at 7 p.m. and it ends at 1:30 a.m. Tickets are $15. And what's your phone number, Worku? Oh, here, we've got it. For tickets, call 710-4215. So how many different groups will be there?
Two groups, but they have the different songs, like, you know, hip pop. I mean, hip hop.
Is that a genre that you made up?
We did it. So. Also, Amharic music, a lot of movement, you know, Ethiopian. You've been there.
I do. I have been to one of the events, and the dancing was so fun.
Exercise.
It was a lot of, it was great exercise, but it was a lot of, it was group dancing, like big circle dances and a lot of shoulder shaking.
Yeah.
And it's a very fun, positive music. Really just instantly gets you in a great mood. So this is this coming Saturday night, Ethiopian musical event at 4015 Fraser. For more information, call 710-4215. All right, so we're listening to Kol Nodedi now. I'm your host, Dania. Kol Nodedi means nomadic voice. And I have quite the show planned for us today. Please call in today. The number is 822-2487. And we're going to begin with some music that is very, very diverse. Diverse meaning from different places all around Africa. We're going to start with a piece from an album that we just got in here at the station. And it's, I am guessing you pronounce his name, Jamie Stone. Jamie Stone and Mansa Sisoko. And the album is called Africa to Appalachia. And it just came out 2008 this year. And basically, this album is, first of all, it's Canadian production, which is always nice to hear, heavily supported by Canada Council for the Arts. But specifically, this album is the product of the discovery of the African roots of the banjo. And so that is what inspired this musical collaboration. And, well, I'm going to read you a tiny bit from the little inlay here. This is Jamie Stone himself talking about this album called Africa to Appalachia. So this album has been a long time in the making. It started when I discovered what's still news to most, that the hide-covered instrument with an extra drone string we call the banjo actually comes from West Africa. I became particularly curious about what kind of music didn't make it across the ocean on slave ships headed west from Senegal and Mali in the 1700s to 1800s, and began listening to all the African music I could find. And then I met Mansa Sissoko. A griot by birth, Mansa he's a walking encyclopedia of Malian music and story, a guide for life cycle events, a powerful singer, and a unique voice on the 21-string kora. And we crisscrossed. I spent a few weeks in Mali researching the banjo's African roots, making field recordings and playing with incredible musicians everywhere I went. And meanwhile, Mansa moved from Bamako to Quebec. And this is what became of their musical alchemy together. So this is a song called Tunia, and this is off of Jamie Stone and Mansa Sissoko's Africa to Appalachia. You are listening to Kol Noda D here on CITR.
tunya tunya fa don beni yarabili.
That was Tunya, which means the truth in Malinke. It's based on the well-worn griot song Jarabi that's at the heart of traditional Kora repertoire. Some of the lyrics there: love is an illness that medicine can't cure. Only your lover can. Love exists now and will continue forever. That was Jamie Stone and Mansa Sisoko on Kol Noredi. This is a first set here of this show, and it's music from Africa. Now we have Angelique Kidjo from Benin. Enjoy.
Ewa kalale Aburu ibikani wao Kamura sife Uidhani letibaiyo Tie mimua Rinyile nio
Maninda, don't get it, 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 don't get yola mina bisimila kono ni fila yuki li fila da jana ni fila kora cheni fila taro sorde yola mina bisimila mone mani da dongile da la mani da nete do wera da de mani da dongile da la mani da nete do wera da de kono ni saba yuki li saba da jana ni saba kora cheni saba taro sorde yola mina bisimila kono ni nani yuki li nani da jana ni nani kora cheni nani taro sorde yola mina bisimila mone mani da la mani da net do wara da de mani da don't get it la mani da net do wara da de
That was music from Mali. That was Moussa Diallo with a song called Maninda. Moussa Diallo, a citizen of two worlds, he was raised by his Danish mother and Malian father in Bamako, where he performed on bass guitar with numerous local bands. He moved to Denmark in 1974 when he was 19, and over the past 30 years has performed everything from rock to jazz fusion, all the while maintaining strong connections to his African roots. Diallo's 2003 album, Chiwara, featured a number of prominent Malian musicians, including respected kora player Mamadou Diabaté and the late Ngoni player Sayon Sissoko. Diallo has also developed workshops, books, and teaching materials to help Danish children learn about the culture of his native land. This song that we are just listening to, Maninda, which translates to the storyteller song, tells of a storyteller who roams from town to town singing and relating and chanting tales. After I have sung this song, dear audience, I won't sing anymore, he intones. But they keep insisting he continue with his performance. So that was Moussa Diallo. And it's interesting because Mali may be one of the most economically disenfranchised countries in the world, but it is still blessed with such a rich and diverse cultural life that's so completely reflected in its music. And actually, I've been getting much more interested in Malian music lately and the specific instruments of that country. They're just so interesting. And we have some music now from Youssou N'Dour. And more about him to come. First listen, you're listening to Kol Noredi on CITR 101.9 FM.
She doesn't need to fall. Don't you make her fall. Tini niki di def na ko def te mu fe tini man na ko def mu def ko. Hey. Mu yang nga fatte di wa xama to mana to mandul war na yo
if she tells you something
will
you let her go it's your only need
but you make
next is one from me if she tells you something
she doesn't need
will you let her go it's your only need
but you make
next is one from me
dem nga dem ba dem nga dem ba mu yag ngi bëgg soppi dem nga dem ba dem nga dem ba mu yag ngi bëgg soppi tiya kapal ko sul do sul li la war moy sa wone fla li la war moy nga
Oh,
Youssou N'Dour, Senegalese singer and percussionist, and he helped develop popular music in Senegal, known in the Wolof language as Mbalax, a blend of the country's traditional griot percussion and praise singing with Afro-Cuban and Haitian compa arrangements and flavors, which made the return trip from the Caribbean to West Africa in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and have flourished in West Africa ever since. He's a very, very prolific musician. He has worked with and collaborated with many, many well-known musicians. He's a renowned singer, songwriter, and composer. And his mix of traditional Senegalese and Mbalax with eclectic influences ranging from Cuban samba to hip-hop, jazz, and soul. And this has really won him a huge international fan base. And in the West, he has collaborated with Peter Gabriel, Sting, Nina Cherry, Wyclef Jean, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Tracy Chapman, and many others. A very fascinating musician. So that was Youssou N'Dour. And now, I'm just sort of adapting here on the fly because I'm really, really into this African music right now. Now on to a different part of Africa, up in the northish area. This is Jamal Porto from a part of Egypt here. Some beautiful Egyptian Sudanese music. It's a Sudanese song called Gamar Badawi, The Moon Shines. You're listening to Kol Nodedi here on CITR.
I'm gonna شوقي لك حزين دون البريد الليلة جاية الوهم جميل البيض أنا شوقي لك حزين دون البريد الليلة جاية الوهم عشان الدوام سافر الاتفين عشان الدوام
Jamal Porto with a beautiful piece called Gamar Badawi, singing about the landscape of the Saharan Desert with its golden sand dunes. And now we are going to take a big, huge step in another direction and on to Spain or into Spain with its beautiful flamenco music here. I had a couple of other sets planned, but you know, once you get here and you're just kind of with the headphones on and immersed with all this music around here, your mood totally changes and you just start playing things on the fly. So a little bit of changing up what I had originally planned because it just seemed to fit here now. So I'm not quite sure what the connection is between African music and flamenco music, although there are definitely some roots there somewhere through North Africa, the such, Andalusia is where we've arrived to. And, well, what is flamenco? It's a particular kind of music and dance native to, but no longer restricted to by any means, a small region of Andalusia in southern Spain. Like American blues, it probably has ancient antecedents, but as a distinct genre, it's actually only a couple centuries old. Not all Andalusian folk music is flamenco, and not all flamenco artists have been Andalusians or even Spanish. Well, we're now going to listen to and begin this set, I guess, with Carmen Linares. The stage name of Carmen Pacheco Rodriguez, born in 1951 in the Spanish province of Jaén. She is known as one of the finest flamenco singers in Spain. She came to Madrid with her family in 65, and her professional career began in the dance company of Carmen Mora. She made her first recording in 1970. I'm going to play now from La Luna en el Río. You're listening to Col Nuredi here on CITR.
Ahí anda ya que no tiene la puerta abierta ahí. Y cuando quiera te va.
Eu te canto meu coração, eu en el cielo estamos los dos. Eu lle canto de coração, eu lle canto com a voz. Eu lle canto de coração, eu lle canto com a voz. Essa me falta a voz, eu lle canto com as mãos. Eu se me falta as mãos, eu lle canto meu coração. Eu se me falta o coração. Estamos los dos.
La que mira, 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 oh primo, que yo no quiero nada contigo, que tiene alma de fiegalo.
That is the nuanced and beautiful voice of La Tobala. And this album is definitely my favorite album of the year, called Lenguaje Puro. And I love how she sings in such an intense and emotional way, but it never sounds forced in any way. It's just beautiful. So what I just played there were three distinct female flamenco singers, three different pieces. First being, well, we just heard La Tobala. Before La Tobala, Rosario, who sings her flamenco, fusing it with jazz and more modern and pop elements. And first, we were listening to Carmen Linares. Flamenco has always had its great female exponents, but they've been first and foremost associated with the image of dancing. La Argentina, Carmen Amaya are its most notable figures in the 20th century. There are no female guitar players, at least none who have achieved renowned status, which is very interesting. On the other hand, flamenco singing has been distinguished by cantaoras as well as cantaores, the historical figures of La Serenata, or today those of Fernanda. Even though less numerous than the male exponents, they demonstrate that female singing has been just as creative. Carmen Linares provides one of the finest examples today, both in terms of balance and distinction. She shows a rare sense of balance between all the forces and sources that continue to make flamenco a living artistic phenomenon. And of course, I played from her album La Luna en el Río, Rosario, and then La Tobala from her album Lenguaje Puro. And in these last few minutes here, I'm just going to play one song that definitely needed to make it in today. I knew that I had planned much too much music for 1 hour, but this piece definitely needs to make it in there today. It is a song by Shimon Busquila, one of my favorite Israeli singers of the Mizrahit genre. He comes from the south of the country, and I'm going to play off of an album that was released in 2003 called Mechapes Chaver Karov, Looking for a Close Friend. And that's what I'm going to play now, the album titled piece, Looking for a Close Friend, Mechapes Chaver Karov. Thank you for listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice, here every Sunday, 11 to 12 p.m. I appreciate all the callers who call in and let me know what they think of the music, and especially today, Ugo and my dad. And have a beautiful week, and see you next Sunday. Enjoy. This is Shimon Busquila. We'll be right back.
todavía y me sabe querer. Ay, me la cojo y la cojo. A ver, si me מלאך איתה מעל הפניי חיוך גדול